In the United States, the Obama government has given as many as 800,000 young illegal immigrants a reprieve. They won't be deported as long as they meet certain standards. It's a big deal for Latino voters who are concerned about record deportations. Brendan Trembarth reports from the United States.
There are hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants who came to the US as children. They identify more with the US than their native countries. Daniela Peleas is from Colombia.
I don't know Colombia. I haven't visited. I'm American, you know. I know the national anthem. I know the laws. I know what it is to be an American.
She was a star student in high school, and her imminent deportation attracted national attention. Daniela Peleas was granted a two-year reprieve. Now the Obama administration has stepped in to save many others from being deported.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people. Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization.
They can qualify if they are under 16 when they entered the country illegally or overstayed their visas. They must have a high school diploma or have served in the military. President Obama says it's not a path to citizenship.
This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
Even the Republican Senator Marco Rubio has said in a statement that the announcement will be welcome news for many of these kids desperate for an answer. But he added it is a short-term answer to a long-term problem. The Republican presidential challenger Mitt Romney on the road in New Hampshire says he agrees with Senator Rubio.
If I'm president, we'll do our very best to have that kind of long-term solution that provides certainty and clarity for the people who come into this country through no fault of their own by virtue of the action of their parents.
A well-known law enforcement figure isn't happy with the president's move either. Joe Arpaio is known as America's toughest sheriff.
I'm somewhat concerned about the executive order. I would hope that the president would have allowed Congress to look into this. Maybe they will now look at the whole realm of illegal immigration.
One of the president's critics did not wait for Barack Obama to finish speaking before making a point. A reporter from a conservative online news outlet demanded to know what it meant for American workers who have lost jobs to foreigners.
It is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir. It's not time for questions, sir. Not while I'm speaking.
It's a breach of White House etiquette to interrupt the president. This is Brendan Trembarth in Washington for Saturday AM.